guess.
Okay, that's right.
I guess I'm taking over, because I'm supposed to be the vice chair. All right, welcome everybody out to our special service district, Federal Mineral Lease Special Service District meeting for September 2026. What business do we have to take care of to start with? Yes. All right, there's the agenda. That's what I was looking for. Okay, so do we have this policy written, this electronic media policy? Or is this the old minutes?
No, it's on. We can take action on it.
So. Okay. So we're supposed to adopt, looking to adopt a policy for electronic meetings, which means so we can sue some Skype stuff versus...
If we choose.
If we choose so. Do we have that written up? Do we need to write that up? Do we have, is there a generic one?
Parameters.
Or should we talk about it right now?
Yeah, I thought Ashlyn was going to take care of that. I didn't even write for that.
That's okay.
Well, she had a lot of things going on.
She had a lot going on.
So basically, it would be nice to be able to do that, because I know there's probably some people that could be a benefit to this meeting if they could probably log on. I mean, I'll be here most of the time, so I don't have to worry about it. But what kind of rules are in place for that do we have to have?
I think the first thing is to decide if we, I mean, there's obviously trade-offs.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're right. I think Tom would...
He'd be able to come to the meetings if we were able to do that. So he has because he's working his other job, correct? I think, or so.
Downsides, obviously, we'd have to come prepared to have a virtual meeting,
which is easy off of Zoom. We can set that up, but also running it
in this room.
Yeah, we could do it here, or we can start using the room upstairs too. So, and it's set up to be able to do that. So we have the capabilities of doing it.
I'm open to either.
So
I'm open to
adapt. I prefer meeting in person just because I know I
feel like it's more productive.
Yeah. I can hear things, but I don't see a problem with doing it also by having other people attend. So, like Tom, because he hasn't been able to come to one meeting yet. So,
I'm okay with it.
You'll do it on the tractor, so you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I would probably. It's only like, what, a couple times a year? I'm fine.
Yeah, it's like four, I think four times a year is what we're supposed to meet, so at a minimum.
I'm okay with it in case, if I had to, I can do it, but I'd be here. I'm okay being here in person.
Sounds like you're making a motion.
Yeah. I make a motion to adapt this.
Adopt,
and have virtual meetings if necessary.
You opposed it?
I'm not a voting member.
No,
oh, yeah.
But
oh.
Your input's important.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good either way.
You don't see it as a problem?
I feel like in-person meetings are more productive, but I believe there are circumstances to allow electronic too, just for the sake of continuing business.
Okay.
Then I'll second the motion. As far as discussion, who's going to draft a policy for. I assume we have to have something in.
Have a clerk.
Do you have time to do that? Would you like me to do it? I could do it. I might have time today to do it. So.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll talk to you about it. We'll figure it out. It's not very extensive. I think we probably already have one. Probably one of our other.
I'm sure.
That we could steal. So.
Okay.
Perfect. Motion passes. It's approved. Electronic meetings will be a possibility. I would encourage everyone to still come in person. I will try to do
that. If someone can't come, we can still pass everything and get.
Or if, you know, two of us show up and someone, and we need a quorum and we can get online, we can grab someone real quick. But hopefully everybody still comes in person or tries to, which I think we will still have. So. All right. We also, next on the agenda, we need to ratify our approval of the payment to the Kimball and Roberts for the audit. Do we have that amount?
Yeah, it's $6,390.
I would move to pay Kimball and Roberts $6,390.
I will second that. Get them paid.
Motion by Nelson and seconded by Kyle Turpin. Motion passes. Perfect. Let's pay it. No more audits this year. Or unforeseen, like we'll have our normal ones, but no, like.
No.
We haven't made.
This was from our normal one. We don't have any.
No other weird. Extra weird ones.
Nope.
We're kind of finally, after a couple, they realize we're doing stuff right.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yep.
Or the person realizes we're doing stuff. Stuff's being done right. Perfect.
Yeah.
Minutes from last. Did you guys all receive those on your email?
Yes.
You should have received them when she sent out the notice for this one. I should have been able to review those. I believe it was the three of us at the last meeting also. So we can go ahead and approve those minutes. If anybody, does anybody have anything they need to be fixed? If so, did you send it to her or any questions
accept.
On them? Perfect. Brian moves to accept the minutes.
I'll second that.
Kyle seconds. Motion passes. All right. report and approval of the bills and finances. Do you have that? She's got that?
Yeah. So we are actually getting some positive reporting from the Skyline Mine, so we're kind of digging our, I know, we're digging out of our $1.3 million hole we were in, so we're like $1,094,000 in the hole still. So currently we have $263,898.29 in our Utah Heritage checking account. PTIF is $1,628,449.49. And I don't have any other bills to pay besides the Kimball and Roberts.
Good. Hopefully we don't have any more.
Yeah, as long as we're paying our staff.
Yeah, if everything's being paid.
We don't need anything that way. We're good.
Yeah, so
okay.
The county will just bill the SSD 3 at the end of the year.
Okay. I did learn, I haven't confirmed it, so it's kind of secondary, but this guy like mine is finding some.
Yep.
So we have one miner working on the second level of three levels, so that's why we're getting some, it sounds like.
Yeah, so my understanding was when they opened that back up and was mining, they were going to be mining mostly on the carbon side. That's why I was surprised to see the revenue come in, so
yep.
I'm glad that they're on our side-ish.
I hope it's accurate.
Yeah, that's where I'm worried. It's like,
no.
Okay.
But
that's all right. Carbon County owes us quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
From money that we didn't get. So hopefully that gets rectified soon.
But I heard they weren't, so that was new to me that they were.
Yeah, when she said that we were getting revenue, I was like, how?
So,
yeah, they started mining again in May up there, but from my understanding, it was going to be all on the carbon side. So I'm glad it's not.
Me too. Yeah. And part of that $1.3 million is part of SSD1's portion, too. So
right.
Between the two.
Yep.
And I'm keeping track of both of them. So.
Right. Perfect. When do we need to make our next adjustment with SSD1?
So they're currently in the hole still, too. So they don't have a disbursement owing to them.
Oh, that's
okay.
Well, that's not good, but it's good and bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I need to get with Kevin and find out what he was found out on the whole state tax deal with Carbon County, what they owe us
for the personal property.
I need to find out where we're at on that, so because that's quite a bit of money that they're gonna have to shell out if we ever, well, probably never see it, but you know,
right.
it's worth the venture,
yeah.
You know, especially in times of like this when there isn't much coming in.
Right.
All right, anybody have any questions on finances? Anything else? Yeah. Perfect. 2027 budget discussion. Budgets are coming.
We probably ought to pass that, and we?
We do. My bad. Yeah. I'll look for a motion to approve the bills and finances.
I will motion to approve finances.
I'll second that.
Motion
Sorry.
Passes. No, I'm glad you caught that because I totally forgot. See, that's why you're here. All right, now we'll move on to the 2027 budget and discussion of the budget.
So, I don't know, what do you guys think we should do? What kind of route do you guys want to go?
Well, what options are you considering?
You pretty much can give us the options.
So, in June and July, it was between June we received $97,000, July we received $81,000 in mineral lease money, We still have our interest, and we get about $5,500 a month for interest on our account. But there again, it's like $1.6 million in our account. So as long as we keep that, we can still continue to receive the $5,000 a month in interest.
Yep.
So I don't know. I don't know what you guys...
So some thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we need to be careful, obviously, because we don't want to overextend. But I also think that, especially looking at the way the legislature acted last year, going after entities who tried to store money for interest, right? There was a big push in the legislature to limit that and limit the ability to hold money in PGIFs or other accounts. So my thoughts are we probably should expend some, whether that's direct to jail payment or something like that, but we should expend some of it appropriately by what we're tasked to do, but obviously be careful with how much.
With how much.
So that's all new. We just got to make sure we spend the interest that we made. Is that what you're... Can you hold that money there and then just expense your interest? Because there's no reason to, like, just drain it.
Well, yeah, basically show some usage so that we're using it, not just collecting interest and building up this bank.
So as long as we spend the interest, we're okay.
Well, you know, we should probably spend a little more than that.
Right, I think so.
Just to show that we're spending it. But, yeah, I mean, everyone, they're going to do this legislative session. They might come out and say, you no longer can hold money over it, better be spent. And it's like, well, shit.
Well, it just sucks.
Well, so
no,
they can't disallow.
Yes,
carrying a fund balance at all.
No, I know. I know.
Fund balance.
Correct.
But you're right. They could tell you, hey, we need to see more movement in your account.
Yeah.
But with that being said, we could opt to not pay the whole jail payment to the county.
Correct. That's why I think we don't pay the whole thing.
Right.
I think we pay a portion of it.
Yeah,
so that we show a $600,000 or $500,000 expenditure or something like that.
So the jail payment's about $479,000, or excuse me, $579,000.
So maybe half of that.
Yeah. But that includes two payments, or like
right.
two different bond payments.
Right.
So we could choose to pay one bond or the other.
Or split, or add them together and split it in half.
And split it in half. And then
either
pay
way,
partial
I mean,
both.
Our intent is to offset the burden to the citizens.
But not empty the account so that we don't have
correct.
Something for an emergency for
it sounds like
what we can cover.
Right. Sounds like we're all tracking similar. So I'm on board with any of those.
I like saving money, honestly, but when you get told you can't, it's...
It makes you want to spend it.
Well, you just want to spend it so that you don't lose... I don't know.
There's
some crazy stuff.
That, like, where this kind of went stagnant, right? There's no income coming in. And that so that applies... to that. There's no, like...
So, the legislature doesn't get super nuts and bolts all the time. Last year, the big push was against cities and towns more than counties, it appeared. And maybe that's...
Because cities and towns were having inflated...
Yeah,
they would
always have income coming in, where this, all of a sudden, your income just went away.
No, but I still think that...
What they're getting at is, so you have cities and towns that have a pretty high tax rate, right?
Look, I'm just arguing.
I know, but
I'm
saying what they're trying to do is, and then you have the cities and towns that have some funds that are rainy day funds that have just ballooned, right? But they aren't doing anything to help their citizens, like tax decrease or anything like that. And the state, big on tax decreases, which we should be, right? And so the legislature is getting at is, instead of having these big ballooned accounts creating all this money and still hammering your citizens for money, spend this money.
Collect what you need.
Collect what only you need, which is what we should all be doing, truth and taxation every year. Oh, we don't need this. Let's give it back to the citizens. That doesn't happen. We all know this. I think that's what the idea behind.
And obviously, only some cities and towns were doing it.
Yeah,
I pay my taxes, and I'd still like to have a nice rainy day fund.
Yeah. So I think we pay a portion of the bonds.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Whether you split it between both bonds or however you do it.
I'll give you both the figures, and you guys can decide what you want to do.
Or we just come up with a number and say we're going to pay this much, and then you can decide where you apply it.
Okay. And you can do that for 2026, too. You don't have to expend the full amount just because we budget,
right.
or we don't have to expend the full amount.
Right. We can
amend that.
Open it, amend it.
Well, we don't have to amend it. You can just
That's
not.
True.
Oh, we can just say we're going to pay this much of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always do less without. You're right.
Because normally we cover the whole thing. Try to, right?
And I haven't heard anything from the sheriff's office as far as other needs, so.
I mean, the only thing I ever hear is pay. So, and we can't take care of that, so.
Well, I wouldn't, just because it's an ongoing instead of a one-time, right?
Exactly. But like I'm saying, here we can't take care of that.
Yeah.
We want one-time deals, not.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
So do we need to approve that now, or are we just discussing it, and then we'll approve it the next time we meet?
We're just discussing it, then I can put together a proposed budget for you guys to review, and if you want to add or change or anything, we can.
Because we'll need to have that done be by October, November?
November.
Because we'll have our final. Okay. And so we'll meet again in November, I guess.
Okay. Two meetings, right?
Yeah,
we'll
have the public hearing and then the approval of the budget.
Yeah. Public hearing sounds so scary.
It's really
in this boring. Meeting, it's great because no one
shut up.
But if we adopt our policy for virtual, that might change things a little bit.
It might actually get some people log on and want to know about it.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
Well, I'm not saying it will. It's more likely, I think.
Yeah. Anything else you want to discuss with the budget?
I don't think so. I think that gives me enough direction to go to put something together.
Thank you.
And that'll still help out the county,
yeah.
I guess. So that's good.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Perfect. Anybody else have anything they want to bring up? Did you say you were going to call Mike, or you wanted to call Mike today? Or
I'll call him.
Call him and see if he's
yeah.
still wants to be part of the board, if he's ready
maybe
to
better to hear from you, but I'm happy to. I was just going to reach out.
Yeah, okay, I can come up to him and ask him what he wants to do, too, so see if he still wants to do this or not, or, I mean,
yeah.
I'd like him to come. So.
Yes.
Anyways, if not, then we need to start looking to replace. So we also need to have a meeting and redo our board, correct?
Oh,
chairman
election.
And elections
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
is that the first meeting of 27?
Because yeah. we never did it for this year. So we didn't do it for this year. So
okay.
we'll make sure we do it for 27. So that way if Mike says he's still on board, then we're good and we'll
at least discuss it and ratify it.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure so there's, it out. There's four board members.
Then. Five.
Five.
With you.
Yeah. Tom Sorensen from Gunnison.
Gunnison.
But he can't
Mike.
Be here today.
And us too.
Yep. Yep. That's it. Yep. Okay. Nobody else has anything? You don't have anything? Sure. Sure.
Nope.
Ashland's maybe or may not coming back. You're in charge until then. Are we? Do we need to approve that?
It should have been on the agenda to ratify it.
Yeah.
Because you guys already did it by email.
We did by email. So we better do that.
You'll have to amend the agenda.
Oh. Yeah.
Should we do
can
that
we put it on
posting?
The next one and ratify it?
Yeah. Should we just do it on
can
the next one?
Can you amend it? Yeah, you can do it on the next one, but can't you amend it by vote?
I'm not sure you can.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm not sure you can add an action item.
Yes, you can't because
posting.
It's already been posted, so you can't. We have to repost
it. One?
So it is
yeah.
on the next one for November to put you in as the boss.
Great clerk.
Can we also get another signature on the bank account?
Who's
we have approved you to
yes.
on the account.
Okay.
Did you ever go in and sign?
I've not been to the bank, so I guess I haven't. Which bank is it?
Just the Utah Heritage in Ephraim.
In Ephraim. Okay, I will stop in there
yeah,
today.
Sandy, she has.
That's funny, I've been in there a few times to talk to her, and she's not said anything either.
She hasn't said
probably,
anything?
No. Did we did approve me?
Yes.
Okay.
We did.
I will stop in there today.
Yeah. And then I'll have a check ready for you to sign.
Yeah, because I'm here twice a month, so I can sign a check.
Yep.
Fair enough. It's easy enough. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Make it easy.
Yes, that is easy.
And if I have to make a trip down, I can do that too. It's not a big deal.
No, next commission meeting should be fine.
So, okay. Yeah, I will stop and do that. All right. Nobody else has anything?
I'm good. Are we good?
Move to adjourn.
I second that.
Moved and seconded.